Welcome back to Mario's Sunday Roast. Now it's time for the story behind the song, and I'm delighted to be joined by Alton Conlon. How are you, Alton?
Good, Mario. Thanks for having me.
Are you a Galway man, by the way?
I am. I'm Loughrea.
You are a Galway man, yeah. Which has a pertinence for the song that you're going to choose. But first of all, you've got a single out as well.
I do. My current single is In the Blink of an Eye.
Can we hear a little bit of it?
Yes.
Here we go.
In a small little way, what a big price to pay for nothing at all. There were no crimes, let me breathe. He tries, there's something I just can't get over. It might take a lifetime, or it might be all gone in the blink of an eye.
In the Blink of an Eye by Alton Conlon. Alton, that's the first time I've heard that. Very nice.
Thank you.
Do you know who I thought of when I heard that?
Who?
Bet you won't guess. Kirsty MacColl.
Oh, wow.
I did.
That's lovely. And I think I know the song you're on about.
Kirsty MacColl, this came into my head.
That's a gorgeous compliment. Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. Listen, you're in studio. You're from Galway.
I am from Galway.
And what have you chosen as today's story behind the song on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, a great Irish song and a great story behind it. It would have to be the N17 by the Saw Doctors.
Go on out of it, Sham.
Yeah.
Come on. Tell us
dust
about
in
it.
The...
Dust in the Duke there, Sham.
That's it.
Are you white, boy? Listen, come here. What inspired this song? Tell us all about it.
Well, I was lucky enough to open for the Saw Doctors a couple of years ago in the UK. So I was hanging out with them and I got the story behind this. It's brilliant, actually. Davey, the lead singer, came up with the tagline, "I wish I was on the N17.
Mm.
Everybody looked at him blankly because they did not know what the N17 was.
It was the Galway.
It was the Galway Road. Yeah, so nobody knew, but he liked the sound of that. And the Saw Doctors recorded this initially and released it, and it didn't do anything.
Mm.
Did very, very little.
Why not?
It just got a few plays on radio and passed.
Yeah.
And next thing, I think Mike Scott, who produced it from the Waterboys, took them around the UK and Ireland. And when they got back, they recorded I Used to Love Her, released that. That became a massive hit. And then they re-released the N17 and it became even bigger again.
Now, I just heard what you said there. Mike Scott produced it.
From the Waterboys, yes. He took them. He saw them playing in the Keys, I believe, in the late 80s and took them on tour and loved the song, the N17. So when they came back to Dublin, the guys, I think, scrambled together, borrowed a few grand and went to Windmill Lane Studio 2 and produced it with Mike Scott.
Yeah, so...
amazing.
Wow. So I wonder, what was it about the Saw Doctors that Mike Scott would have liked?
Well, have you seen them live?
Saw Doctors,
yes. So you know yourself. I think their energy is incredible.
Yeah.
And their songwriting. I mean, we were chatting about that beforehand. The quality of their songs is amazing. Standards, classic standards, I think, at this point. The yeah. N17, as I was saying, I did a cover of that before acoustically on a classical guitar. And when I slowed it down, it was kind of Leonard Cohen-esque. And the lyrics are so beautiful. And I just put it up on Facebook and it went through the roof because it's just such a good song.
That's right. Sometimes when... Any song that's good, even when you deconstruct it,
yeah,
you can hear how brilliant
if
the song
is. You
play
it in any genre, then that's, I think, the sign of a good song,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you have your own personal anecdotes to do with these lads, do you?
Well, it's very funny. When I went on tour in the UK, I told everybody at the audiences about when I think it might have been 91 or 2. I was 11 or 12 years of age. And after the success of I Used to Love Her and the N17, the guys started touring around Ireland. So they came to Loughrea to play the Temperance Hall, which was very booze filled, as I recall,
yeah.
Ironically enough, the Temperance Hall. But I cycled,
yeah.
I cycled up and down all day on my bike as a music fan and a young boy to see could I spot the guys from the Saw Doctors. And during the day, as I passed one of my times passing the hall, I saw the guys all sitting outside on their amps and drums and they'd no way into the hall. So I nervously approached them and because I knew the lay of the land and I knew the Temperance Hall, I said, oh, there's a window around the back in the toilets. If you guys give me a leg in, I can come around and open the doors for you. So we went round the back of the hall. They pushed me up onto the window. I went through into the hall, came round, opened the door. The guys came in and they put me on the guest list. And that was my first show. That was my first show. So that, and then years later, I'm supporting them and
yeah.
I know them well. And I think my 12-year-old self would be very impressed with that.
Well, yeah, big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you were saying to me outside that you've supported them and the crowds they attract in the UK, but not only in the UK, in the United States as well.
Yeah, I think in Ireland, it's funny. We all know the Saw Doctors and know the N17, and I used to love her, but their legacy is massive. And I'll even confess, I didn't realise that until they asked me to go to the UK and tour with them. And we were playing in Manchester to like 3,500 people a night, and they sold out two nights there. And that was after like a 2-year hiatus with no new material. So I don't know many acts who can... Who can do that kind of stuff?
For those who can't see it, which is nearly the majority of people,
it's me and you.
you brought in a 45 vinyl copy of N17, which looks like a road sign.
It's amazing. The original one, yeah. I think there was only 500 of these made. And from what I was told, I was given it on loan. It's worth a few quid, so I got to mind this. I got to get it back. I got to return it. But I thought I'd bring it in and show you.
Yeah.
Because it's got all the details on the back and the... The tomb slang as
well. Yeah, give us a bit of the tomb slang there again.
It says Davy is on chanting and guitar.
Singing,
yes. Yeah, that's one of them. Stonewalling. Mike Scott was stonewalling.
Ooh.
Oh, stone walls and the grass is green. So that was Mike Scott.
Oh, that was him singing.
Yeah, Mike Scott was stonewalling.
Brilliant.
And so Thistlewaite from the Water Boys, who later went on to join the Saw Doctors and is still with them, is on saxophone.
Mm.
And apparently, I heard a little story about this. They spent the whole night recording in Windmill Lane, and Mike Scott is apparently a very fussy producer. Like, he wanted it perfect. He's a perfectionist. And Anto was waiting a long night to do his sax solo. So there was a few drinks had. So by the time the sax solo came at like 7 in the morning, I think he did it in one take, but it was a pretty drunk one from what I hear.
So the sax solo in that
I think it happened real early in the morning after a long wait, and he came in and nailed it in one. That's the kind of consummate professional Anthony is.
Some of the notes, Henry Greeley. Is there a note about Henry Greeley here, the Galway nightclub owner?
Oh, that's the story. Henry Greeley owned the Oasis in Salt Hill. He gave the guys the loan of £3,000 back in 1988.
Mm.
Even earlier, it says 87 on this.
Mm.
And that's what they spent the money on, the Windmill Lane session to record. Mm. And they had to do a night session because that was cheaper.
Yeah.
So expensive stuff, studios back in the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just lasted so long, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's
still a keeper.
Going, like, yeah, it's an amazing song. I was listening to it in the car on the way up from Galway today.
Yeah.
And it's actually funny. I was coming back from Donegal one night doing a gig. And as I came down through Mayo, I put on the Saw Doctors and I was coming down through Tuam. And there's something about music and places, and it just belongs in that world, you know. It belongs in that landscape.
Because it's...
It fits the landscape. It's of the place. I saw on Facebook this morning there's a... automated car company investing 44 million euro in Tuam, the self-driving cars. So it's going to be a self-driving car taking the second exit off the M17 now instead.
They should rewrite the song.
The guys are going to have to change the lyrics, yeah.
I wish I was in a self-driving car, no turn at Clare Galway.
I think so. I think you just pitched it to them there. I hope they're listening.
Alton, you are performing yourself at Whelan's next week on Saturday, March 23rd.
This coming Saturday with my band, the Night Owls, and we're really looking forward to it. We played there last April, I believe, and we had a great night, so we're looking forward to coming back.
Brilliant. Well, you picked a fantastic song for the story behind the song. I don't think we could, as we just discussed, I don't think you could get any more Irish, and now it's just up to you to introduce it.
So, folks, this is a great classic song by the Saw Doctors called the N17.
you in transit. So I sit there and daydream in vain. I'm behind all these moments.